Along with breastfeeding, doctors around the globe recommend that new parents vaccinate their infants. And as kids grow, many schools demand proof of vaccination before a child can be enrolled. But that's about to change in Italy. Last week, the government there announced a change in policy. Parents who want to enroll their children in public schools will no longer need to show proof that the kids' shots are up to date. Officials said the goal was to simplify enrollment and encourage participation. Critics say the move could hurt the public's trust in science and modern medicine. Roberto Burioni is following this debate closely. He's a virologist at San Raffaele University in Milan. Dr. Burioni, what is this all about?
Actually, it's been presented like a bureaucratic issue, relieving from red tape families. But what's really surprising is that here in Italy, for participating, say, swimming class, you need a certificate from the doctor. For attending a school where you can infect other kids, you just can write off that your son is vaccinated, and that's it. This is a little bit, you know, surprising, because vaccination is a public health issue of major importance.
So you're saying there's more regulation and red tape around a child taking a swimming lesson than there is for a child entering a public school, where if they haven't been vaccinated, they could affect the other students?
Sure. I had to present a certificate for my daughter, 7-year daughter, for having her participating to a basketball class. But I now don't need anymore to present a certificate issued by a doctor for having her attend to second grade school.
Dr. Burioni, give us a sense of the recent history about vaccinations, and particularly this measles outbreak that occurred.
Unfortunately, in 2015, after a continuous decrease of vaccination coverage on measles, we experienced huge epidemics with almost 7,000 cases and several deaths. This is due to the low coverage, because our coverage in 2015 was around 85-86%. This is at the same level of Namibia, and it's lower than it is in Ghana. This is a sort of expected event, because with such a low coverage, you can have epidemics. And we must work for not having this again, and we have to vaccinate children, but we have also to catch up adults, because many children that have not been vaccinated in the last years, are now they are grown up, and we have to vaccinate them as well.
So there are 10 required vaccinations in Italy, and that's gone up in recent years?
Yeah. We used to have only 4 vaccination required, but there was no fine. Nothing happened if you didn't vaccinate your son. So basically, it was only a hypothetical law, because there was no way of enforcing it. Now, since last summer, 10 vaccinations are required for attending a preschool. This year, there's been a huge increase of coverage, and now they want to modify the law. What's a little bit more worrying is that the Minister of the Interior Affairs said a few weeks ago that 10 vaccines are too many. And this is a little bit surprising, because from the scientific point of view, there is no basis.
Now, the 2017 law that you mentioned that now requires 10 vaccines, that was in part a response to that measles outbreak?
Yes, that was a response, because a measles vaccine was one of the vaccines that were not compulsory in the previous regime.
In the U.S., there has been controversy and concern about vaccinations, and yet scientific studies that are made rule them all safe. Is there that kind of concern in Italy around certain vaccinations?
Yeah, there is the usual, you know, concern about vaccination and autism that has been reinforced, because some sentences from courts established a link between vaccination and autism, and this generated a lot of confusion in the parents. We try to do our best for convincing people that these are only superstitions. They have no reason to worry about this.
As a doctor yourself, how do you react to the idea that the government seems to be casting doubt on the effectiveness of vaccinations?
Should this be the case, it would be very, very bad, because the government should be on the side of the doctors. The government should be on the side of the health, and the government should not cast doubts on medical practices that are safe, effective, and established in all the world.
Roberto Burioni is a virologist at San Raffaele University in Italy. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.